You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Researchers from Oregon State University and the University of Alberta have announced the creation of an imaging technology more powerful than anything that has ever existed before, and is fast enough to observe the life processes as they actually happen at the molecular level. This will allow creation of improved biosensors to study everything from nerve impulses to cancer metastasis as it occurs. The measurements, created by the use of short pulse lasers and bioluminescent proteins, are made of femtoseconds, which is 1/1,000,000th of a second. A femtosecond compared to 1 second is about the same as 1 second compared to 32 million years. Scientists will now be able to identify what is going on one step at a time and then use that knowledge to create customized biosensors for the improved imaging of life processes. The findings on the new technology were published this week in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Hibernating frogs give clues to halting muscle wastage. Scientists at the University of Queensland, Australia, have identified key genes that help burrowing frogs avoid muscle wastage whilst they are dormant. These genetic insights could help prevent muscle atrophy in bedridden human patients, or even astronauts. For most mammals, including humans, when muscles are inactive over a long period of time, they waste away. However, some animals can remain dormant for several months and yet suffer minimal muscle damage. One of these genes identified is known as surviving, which appears to protect cells from a suicide mechanism which normally removes damaged or diseased cells. Interestingly, this gene has also been shown to be highly active in human cancer cells. Another gene, checkpoint kinase 1, regulates cell division and DNA repair. Lead investigator Bo Riley says, "If we can understand the cell signaling pathways that confer resistance to muscle wasting, then these could be useful candidates to study mammalian muscle atrophy. These could help to develop therapies to treat bedridden human patients or even astronauts, who frequently lose muscle tone when exposed to reduced gravity conditions." More news coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. It may take guts to cure diabetes. By switching off a single gene, scientists at Columbia University's Naomi Berry Diabetes Center have converted human gastrointestinal cells into insulin-producing cells, demonstrating in principle that a drug can retrain cells inside a person's GI tract to produce insulin. This new research was reported this week in the online issue of the journal Nature Communications. For nearly two decades, researchers have been trying to make surrogate insulin-producing cells for type 1 diabetes patients. In type 1 diabetes, the body's natural insulin-producing cells are destroyed by the immune system. The Colombian researchers were able to teach human gut cells to make insulin in response to physiological circumstances by deactivating the cell's FOXO1 gene. The key now will be finding a drug that can inhibit FOXO1 in the gastrointestinal cells of people. And the scientists from Columbia University are now looking for suitable compounds. Perhaps more importantly, this work provides new insight underlying the important relationships between the gut and insulin-producing cells, as well as a clear indication of the potential clinical utility of stem cell-based approaches to diabetes. A new strategy could uncover genes at the root of psychiatric illness. Understanding the basis of psychiatric disorders has been extremely challenging because there are many genetic variants that may increase risk, but are insufficient to cause disease. Now, investigators reporting in today's issue of the journal Stem Cell Cell describe a strategy that may help reveal how such sub-threshold genetic risks interact with other risk factors and environmental exposures to affect the development of the nervous system. Their research pinpoints a genetic variant that may predispose individuals to schizophrenia. The work takes advantage of a recently developed technology that allows skin cells from patients to be programmed into any cell type in the body. Through this technology, scientists obtain stem cells from individuals with a genetic abnormality that confers increased susceptibility to schizophrenia. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means the first hour of the show will be dedicated to the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. We're going to also have Marty Gallagher on to talk about his new book, The Purposeful Primitive. Then, at the top of the hour, Dr. Amer Jory will join us to talk about how carnitine therapy may be the answer to metabolic syndrome and all of the maladies associated with it, including cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis. So don't forget that. Now, tomorrow is Saturday. In honor of the 4th of July holiday, we will be off here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. So you'll have to find something else to do with your time from noon to 2 tomorrow. So first, I want to welcome back to the show my good friend Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
Real good,
Yes. Fantastic.
Very well today.
Good.
Getting feedback.
Are you getting feedback? Well, we'll try reconnecting the link during the commercial break. So sit tight. Let's see if we can get Marty Gallagher on. Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Are you getting feedback also?
No. You're coming in perfect.
Okay. We'll try to deal with poor Ken O'Neill. He's in a technological black hole, it seems like, the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
So we're working on it. So let's get started and get right to the point. The purposeful primitive. What is the purposeful primitive?
Oh, it's a self-ascribed moniker that I used in one of my articles, and my friend Pavel Satsalin said that is superb. He said you should make that as the encapsulate your philosophy. And I thought about it, and it's like, well, actually, that's what it is. We in our transformative efforts, we have a purposely primitive approach toward the four aspects of transformation: resistance training, cardio training, nutrition, and you've got to have some sort of brain train in there. So in each of those key areas, our approach is purposely primitive.
And appropriately so, right? I mean, that's how we get results. The primitive approach in those areas is good, right?
Well, not for the past 30 years. We've been decidedly out of favor. We've been exiled to the desert as the fitness world had to go through all their technological contortions with the equipment, ever in sophisticated resistance machines and cardio machines and devices and TVs and cardio devices so you're distracted from the drudgery of what you're doing. You know, and that had to crash and burn, which it did in sync with the financial crisis. And now it's like the CrossFit revolution and the less is better. And all of a sudden, the old guard, of which I am a senior member of now, we never changed a lick, but all of a sudden we're back in favor.
Hey, you know, I'd add the nutrition element has gone through that same kind of deal in the last 30 years. And in fact, of late, I've been getting people asking for information. Is there a paleo recovery group they can go to? Is there a big book for paleo recovery? And I'd send them to your book, to The Purposely Primitive, because it covers all those bases. So you may be like the Bill W.
That's funny.
A fitness anonymous.
You know, it's like I live in the country, and we have farmers who grow things. And I'm also a bit of a gourmet cook. I'm not a chef. I'm a cook, but I'm a good one. I've cooked my whole life. And so I go and I get the freshest local ingredients, seasonally appropriate. I get local proteins that the Mennonite farmers know the name of the animal before they kill it. And then I purchase those animals, the lambs, the pigs, the beef, and just cook it up and cook it up expertly, and it's just delicious. And it's diet eating, but it's fiber, a lot of fiber, a lot of protein. We tend more towards saturated fat, less, very, very little in the way of it, refined carbs, and any refined carbs we tend to try to take in is alcohol.
That was a joke, right?
No.
So let me get this straight.
Carl, we're Irish.
Alcohol is a good thing, you're saying?
Well, depends how much. If you get it like myself, genetically I was predisposed to this, and to have it cut down to once or twice a week is saintly on my part. Would you not agree, Ken?
Yep.
Okay, but are you being facetious right now, and I can appreciate
to
that.
To a degree, we do not live the life of a saint, is what I'm saying.
If no, I
want to have a glass of wine, I'm going to have a glass of wine. If I want to have a beer with my friends, of which I have a lot, I have a lot of alpha male buddies, and they tend to like to drink.
Yeah.
And when they do, I'm going to have a drink with my pals.
Right, and I'm of the same mindset. I don't try to kid myself and say that alcohol is good for you. I enjoy the buzz. I enjoy the way it makes me feel, but I also recognize that
it's a poison.
Yeah, thank you. It's a neurotoxin. Okay. So
yes, that's right. But it, as Churchill, the Clement Out Lee, one of his opponents, had quit smoking cigars. He said, "Oh, that's too bad. That was his last touch with humanity." And it's like, for me to quit drinking, that would be like, what happened to Gallagher? Oh, he quit drinking and ran off to join the ashram.
So give me an example on how your book can be help to reform some of these people, as you were pointing out before. Give me an example of what's being done and what they can learn from your book.
Simplify your life.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Isn't
that something that comes with age? I don't mean the lack of energy, but I don't know about you. I just turned 56, and with age
you're
comes.
You're so young.
Well, yeah, I am young, but this perspective, the candle is more burnt than not burnt.
Indeed, my friend.
And so you go, wow, you know, I really need to get rid of the gibberish in my life and focus on the really important things in my life, because the gibberish takes up just as much time as the important things, and I want more important things.
Well, guys, in 21
Indeed,
days,
well,
I'm officially 70, so I'm a little ahead of you. And what I have found is not so much a process of giving up things as becoming bored and disinterested in non-essentials. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't, Ken.
Well, thanks, Marty.
No, it does. It not only does it make sense, but I'll tell you something else that I realize. When you're young, you have a lot of energy and you feel like you have a lot of time. So you're willing to make mistakes or move down roads that are questionable because you feel like you can always go back and find your way in. But when you're older, you have no time for that, and you really just want less drama in your life, too.
Well, I appreciate a kind of drama. I'm hooked on learning. I'm hooked on exploring. And we're in such an explosive age of really interesting evolutionary science that I'm hooked. But with that, when I was a kid, I could get drawn into all sorts of things. Everything was fun to learn. At this point, there's more of a focus of what's essential. And I think with Marty's book, that the key there is what is essential, what is fundamental, what is basic, what is irreducible.
Why don't we
He's
do this?
He's really getting down to who we are.
Let's do this. We have to take a break. Let's go ahead and take that break now. And when we come back, we'll address these particular topics. You're listening to the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts, take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout products.
prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I only smoke weed when I need to, and I need to get. Welcome back to the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We're talking today with Marty Gallagher. Don't forget, check out our new sponsor, clearlyfiltered.com. They've got an amazing stainless steel water bottle that will purify anything. Stream, river, lake water, bottled water, tap water, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. Save you bundles of money on bottled water. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad. All right, so, Ken, we left off with you making a statement as we were going into the break. Why don't you repose that statement?
I'm ready to restate it, but yeah. First I want to say something. I just noticed I've got my Facebook text messages open, and I want to acknowledge and thank you listeners out there that are sending me comments and even questions to integrate into what we're doing. Thank you very much, and more of you join in. What I stated before we broke was that my take on Marty's use of purposely primitive is not some retro orientation to reinventing the golden age of being cavemen or something of that nature that's just ridiculous and escapist.
Well, that sounded pretty good, Ken.
What Marty's doing there is an essentialist, quintessential, basic, existential, essentialist statement of human nature, of rediscovering our roots. And well, I want to, it seems to me that when you constructed the book, Marty, and this is really for you to answer, you don't provide any cookie-cutter formulas for training, for diet, for cardio, for brain training. You offer choices. You give examples. Can you tell us more? What was going on in your mind with that?
I'm blessed in many ways, but one way I was most blessed, and the real reason for my value, I was mentored by a Hall of Fame strength athlete, and I eventually mentored a Hall of Fame strength athlete, and I was immersed, marinated in a strength system from the time I was, 14 years old, high level, not some kid doing some curls. This was competitive Olympic weightlifting, competitive powerlifting early on. And I just got to observe up close and personal these top flight guys and how they looked, how they smelled, how they acted, how they trained. And everything was minimalistic. It was all about intensity versus volume. It was about, we train so damn hard that we need 2 to 3 days to recover, and that's if we slam calories because we're shattering ourselves, but that's how we transform. What else would work, really? Is the body going to favorably reconfigure itself in response to what? Submaximal effort? Wish that was true, right, Ken?
Right. We could sleep a lot.
Yeah. So instead, you just have to get the, bust your nuts, but you can get by. A novice or intermediate guy is getting by with 2 to 3 30-minute sessions a week in strength training. That's incredible. Double your strength in 8 to 12 weeks with, 3 20-minute sessions. But you have to know what to do. You have to know how to do it. You have to know the techniques. You have to know the degree of intensity that you've got to bring to bear. But each of the individual aspects is simplistic and easy to understand. Overall, the matrix can be a little bit complicated. So that's in the resistance training. That's our strategy there. I also, for 10 years, I was the training editor for Muscle and Fitness magazine. I interviewed every top bodybuilder in the world. That was my job every month. And then I wrote about their training and their nutrition, how they got big, how they got ripped. That was my damn job. And I would have upwards of 3 articles a month in Muscle and Fitness. And you just pick up on certain uniformities that these guys are using. They might vary in the details, but they're generally all using this strategy. And that's all I did in the book, is I just collated and related and interpreted these minimalistic strength strategies, these minimalistic nutrition strategies. Same thing with cardio. You need to do cardio. Please don't say that you don't, but you have some choices. But again, they can be minimalistic. You do not need a $5,000 stationary bike with a built-in TV in order to do cardio. Swear to God.
In fact, we were talking about this yesterday when we were talking about a book called Learning to Breathe Fire. The reality is that
I like the title.
Yeah. If the reality is if you're watching television, reading a magazine, or talking to a friend while you're working out, there's no way you could be applying enough energy and intensity to get anything out of that workout.
Well, if you were training in my gym, you'd have my foot up your ass.
And is that part of the training protocol, the foot up the ass actually causes you to?
Well, no, because I don't hang around with people who don't naturally gravitate to do that on their own.
Right.
I live in alpha male world. I work with the elite strength athletes. I work with the elite military, elite of the elite. And that's what we do. The best of the best are only interested in getting better. That's the only thing they care about. And you either provide them strategies that work or you don't. And if you don't, you get to hang out for a little bit, but then you get sent on your way. If you do, you get to stay. And, you know, we've been working with these guys for decades.
The alpha male is fast becoming a thing of extinction thanks to current societal desires. And I mean, we really, even aggression is something. We talked about this the other day on the show. You know, aggression is not a popular thing anymore, but it's actually something that propelled our species.
Yeah, I know. It becomes very popular right after terrorist attacks. That's when alpha males come back into favor really fast.
You know what movie really is symbolic when we talk about this? Have you ever seen Steve McQueen in Tom Horn?
Indeed, I have.
That movie is symbolic to me because Tom Horn was an old Indian fighter whose skills were so on the mark,
right,
that even the people that hired him were afraid of him. So once he was done with his job, they had to kill him too.
Well, in this day and age, they don't kill you, but they don't employ you because you have no skills that will do you any good at all in greater society. And some 27-year-old kid with a degree from a state college can get an 80 grand a year job, but you, as a world champion or as an ex tier one spec op operator, can't get a job at the Y teaching a class because you don't have a certification.
Right. Very unfortunate. We have to take a break, Ken, and then will you get us back on track?
Yeah.
Because it seems like Marty and I have something to talk about, but it wasn't really originally designed for this show. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Trans-Evolutionary Radio Fitness Radio. I'm sorry. It's a lot to say. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You know what it is, when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Leave it at, or she's upside down on the floor.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to talk about carnitine therapy to reverse many of the problems associated with metabolic syndrome. This little amazing amino acid. Right now, we're talking with Marty Gallagher about his book, The Purposeful Primitive. Go ahead. Ken, you get us back on track with the questions that you had lined up.
We were on track in my estimation. Knowing Marty as I have for some years, one thing I really appreciate about his way of thinking is very much rooted in his performing art as a improvisational jazz pianist. When talking with Marty is like talking with me. It's nonlinear, we riff, and it's rich. And you guys were actually going in the direction I wanted to go, talking about alpha males and their suppression in our contemporary society. It seems to me the more I'm in this work, that the linchpin of all of this is the section that Marty talks about as a brain train. Marty introduces a word I'm real familiar with in there, Shikantaza. Shikantaza is the Chinese translation, pronounced the way Japanese read Chinese characters, of Vipassana. And that means mindfulness in a special sense of non-dual mindfulness. When Dogen talks about waking up as being the dropping off of body and mind, that may well be the very same thing Marty experiences as the dropping off of body and mind as a deadlift becomes a process.
Oh, God, yeah. The transient states that we're, after 50-plus years, you're able to access during the actual doing, the ability to lift more than you're actually capable of.
Yep.
Despite the fact that my capacities are extremely diminished at my age, they still are my capacities, and my ability to equal or exceed those capacities in every workout, that's the key, that's the secret, at least to the resistance training, and that mental state that you get, what do we call it, Ken? Unintended zen.
Unintended zen, that's it, man.
We had all these peak performance, experiences when we get into the athletic zone, and we played all the sports and did all the lifting, all the competitive stuff, and you when you were at your best athletically, competing against the bar or a competitor, you're just gone. You're not there. The conscious mind is not there. It can't be. It won't react fast enough. So then the question becomes, all right, well, how do I spill that over into the rest of my life? And I found that I can get that a different quality but the same flavor, improvisational music, in cooking, in deep reading. I do a lot of deep reading of classic literature.
And how about your writing?
That's how I make my living. I've been a full-time professional writer for 35 years.
No, as far as flow states.
Well, the best is the blank page in the early morning upon arising. All things are possible. Right? That's the best.
Right.
That's the open, creative, artistic panorama. Boom.
Just go with
it. I'm thinking of something Robert Aiken Roshi used to say, and that is that we have the mistaken idea that practicing meditation is going to make you better or make you enlightened or something like that. And as we get into this stuff in sports, as Marty and I were talking yesterday, it just comes over you. It takes over you. It's like a wave sweeping over you in a moment of lucidity, to which Aiken said, so the meditation isn't going to do anything for you except because those moments are accidents. So what meditation's good for is making you accident prone.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I would disagree. I would say that it can be very, it's not so much an accident if it happens in every session. If you can access the zone in every session, which I can at this stage of my career, it's not a problem.
It's a skill.
It's a skill. It's a skill. It's like being able to get in a race car and drive around Sebring really fast. It's like, I have that. Okay, great. Now, I'm not as fast as I was when I was 25, but that's okay. I'm still beat the hell out of anybody my age, I promise you.
Yep.
For those of you tuning in right now and you hear Ken's microphone, Ken is actually talking to us from the mythical kingdom Shambhala today. That's why he has a little echo in his voice there. That's the echo.
Ken,
that's the echo of wisdom that you hear.
Yeah.
There. There you go.
Ken, I'm sorry for doing all the talking. I used to do a radio show with Ori Hofmeckler. Ori and I did a show for 2 years. So this medium is very familiar to me, so
that's funny.
Hey, we've got you on as the guest. You know, people have to
talk,
listen to us.
I tend to talk too much.
They're here to listen to you, Marty.
Ori used to do this show with some frequency. In fact, we talked about him coming back on the air with some regularity.
I love Ori.
He's
Ori's my buddy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Really, really.
I was his Ed McMahon. Right, you are, Ori.
So, getting back to the exercise, accidental Zen for a second. So, every session could be accidental Zen. But what does it take? What quality does it take with the movement to turn it into that?
Well, you have to. We have a radically reduced exercise menu. We basically concentrate on four exercises to near exclusion: the full squat and its variants, the bench press and its variants, the deadlift and its variants, and the overhead press and its variants. We'll throw some arm work in there. Now, in addition, we're doing some kind of cardio, hopefully something every day, but the lifting maybe 2 to 3 times a week. Day one would be maybe squats and benches. Day two would be overhead presses and deadlifts. Day three, maybe some light arms. You know, boom, you're in and out of the gym 15 to 20 minutes. You've kicked your own ass quite sufficiently.
Really?
Trust me.
Yeah.
If you know what you're doing. Full range of motion, pauses. Everyone else is trying to find ways to make resistance training easier. How ridiculous is that on the face of it? We're trying to find out ways to make resistance training harder. We just do those 4 to 6 exercises. That's it. Move on. You know, our nutrition is this equally as minimalistic. We're minimalist in
right,
everything.
Right.
We're minimalist across the board. Our nutrition is peasant food. Beautiful ingredients prepared simply. Wholesome, nutrient-dense eating. Steaks with big rib steaks, and that's picked up a beautifully highly marbled piece of rib steak, not rib eye, rib steak, with all the beautiful white fat on it that the butcher said, hey, I've got some of this. You want some of this? Like it was crack or something.
I
said, yeah, give me as much as you got.
Right.
And off I went at $7 a pound because I was in the club.
Right, right.
Right. And the vegetables, and it's just, you know, I'm looking at my counter. I've got fresh asparagus. I've got beautiful carrots just came out of the ground. Onions, big ones, garlic. We're going to make all that up. Healthy eating. Get out. Get in the woods. We do our cardio in the woods. I write all my books on my jogs in the woods. Right? I do that every morning.
How do you write? How do you write while you're jogging?
That's where I make my breakthroughs. I clear my mind. I control my audio environment, my visual environment. Boom, move it. Get the endorphins coursing.
In fact, that's why I like morning cardio by myself. I like it to be solitary because I want to be with my thoughts. And with that thought, we have to take another one of these dawn breaks that help us pay the bills here. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Stay tuned.
On Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that, and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, go on.
Here we go.
Your
turn. Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back. We're talking with Marty Gallagher. I'm here with Ken O'Neill. This is the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. So, you know, one of the things you probably aren't aware, Marty, because I'm not sure that you're aware of the show, but these are a lot of the tenets of the show. I mean, we eat an ancestral diet. We stick to, you know, I have a Mennonite farmer.
Right.
I actually have two. You know, I have one that I get produce from and one that I get beef, eggs,
yep.
Chicken, and raw milk from.
Yep.
So
my butcher is different than my farmer.
Yeah, so there you go. So, I mean, but I mean, a lot of the people in the audience subscribe to this type of a lifestyle. A lot of the people in this audience subscribe to training extremely hard. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
almost every region and area now has a farmer's market. you know, and that's a good place to start. Just get out of the supermarket and find out where the local farmer's market is. I bet there's a farmer market within 15 miles of wherever you're listening. And you just get that seasonally appropriate produce, and if they allow it, the proteins. They're kind of picky about that. But, yeah, it's a good start. And what's wrong with getting outside in nature for your cardio?
Yeah.
It's like everybody's got to be in a building sitting 3 feet from each other, breathing in the same recycled whatever. They better not get close to me on a Sunday morning.
Why, are you out drinking Saturday night?
Well, I didn't say that, but I wouldn't want to be hanging around my own exhalations.
That's funny. That's funny.
I always think of Vince Gironda on that one. He's back in the 60s. Some people were pressuring him to put stationary bikes in his gym. And his comment was, if you need to ride a bike, ride the damn bike to and from the gym.
Right.
Well, you know what? That's a really good point. So I see people sharking for parking spots closer to the entrance of the gym.
There you go.
And then they go in and they get on a treadmill. I'm like, well, just park all the way in the back of the parking lot and walk to the gym. That could be part of your cardio.
Yeah. My pet peeve is the joggers that have to run along the highway so they can get the reinforcement from the drivers going the other direction. It's like you've got a beautiful road one block off either direction, but no, they have to run along the big highway to get the maximum number of eyeballs. Look at me, I'm doing fitness. Look at me, I'm wonderful. Look at me. You know,
look at me, I'm breathing in all of the particulate matter coming out of the back of your car.
That's where I live. We're it's thinking, cyclists, you know, and you're 2 feet from death. It's like, you dumbass, and it's beautiful scenic, you know, one block, it's all about adulation and praise, and people are very, very mixed up psychologically about fitness. Fitness should be about transformation. You have a certain physique and a look and a feel about you. You want to improve it. Let's improve it. How do we go about doing that?
Well, that's my question for you, Marty, with both your power lifters and your Tier 1 Special Ops. Are you applying the brain train with those populations?
Yeah, but they don't really know it because it's like
covert.
Yeah, it is. Basically, it's like, how do you turn a triple into a five? How do you turn a single into a triple? How do you turn a five into an eight? Well, I'll tell you how. You just want it bad enough, and you stay in the pocket, and you grind it out. You don't violate the parameters of your technique. And if it ever powers you and you collapse, well, that's fine. We'll have spotters and we'll catch your ass. But you really need to work that hard. And if you don't, there's no hypertrophic effect. There's no adaptive response. Why would there be? So what's the point? If you don't push hard enough that you know where your limits are, you don't have to miss the sixth rep to know you couldn't have made it. You don't have to do it if you know you can't make it. Okay, that's important. Most sets end, you know, I got that one. The best set is the set where the rep is barely made. And that's where the growth is. That's where the strength, the power, everything is. That's what it's.
Self-knowledge.
Knowing what to do, how, technique and tactics, that's what we call it, technique and tactics, right? All boils down to that. And some sound eating. What's the goal in your eating? What are you looking to do? Are you skinny? You want to gain muscle? Well, that's one approach. If you're overweight, like most people, and you want to lose fat, well, you're going to have to deal. Most people are either carb-centric or fat-centric. You need to figure out which you are. If you're carb-centric, well, you got to get rid of the fat. If you're fat-centric, you got to get rid of the carb, you know? You can't mix them. That's where the problem is. Protein is a constant. Fiber carb is a constant. Refined man-made stuff, it's got to go. Sorry, bye. You know, we know all this stuff. This is purposely primitive, minimalistic, common sense. What did Ben Stein call it? Bunkhouse logic.
Yeah, right. The book
the
is available.
Of a counterculture.
I got to plug the book real quick. The book. The book is called The Purposeful Primitive. It's at dragondoor.com, dragondoor.com website. You can get it there. It's 496 pages.
Yep.
Check it out when you have a chance. Learn something new. Can I get a
pet? It's not another muscle book. It's a work of literature.
Thank you. Coming from you, Ken, that's a compliment I actually care about.
It's lovely reading.
I have to
voice a pet peeve of mine since you got to voice one of yours. My pet peeve is the guy who gets on the treadmill, cranks it up to the number 15 incline, then hangs on the machine so that he's exactly perpendicular to the tread. So he really is experiencing no incline at all.
Yeah.
I just want to go in the back. I've thought about, like, I just want to smack that guy in the back of the head and go, let go, for crying out loud. It's cranked up too high for you.
We have the same thing where you watch these guys, they do the incline barbell press and it gets too heavy. So they arch up and they turn the incline into a flat bench,
right,
which is much stronger. So that's how they cheat their way through that one. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Listen,
well, the flat
bench
that becomes a decline.
My book is not just for elite. It is how to apply elite methods to normal people. I do a lot of work and have done a lot of work with chronically obese people, and the similarities in the way you train the obese and the elite, it's remarkable how closely their templates should be.
The subtitle to the book is From Fat and Flaccid to Lean and Powerful.
Oh, God, don't read that. I didn't write that. I don't want – that is not the subtitle that I wanted. That is – you have hit on a hot button of mine.
Oh, never mind. That's not –
You know what I wanted to call it?
What?
Masters, Modes, and Methods.
I like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to call it.
But the people at Dragon Door said no one will understand that, Marty.
They wanted to go a little more pop music instead of nightclub jazz.
Yeah, I can see that. We're coming to the end of our show. Let's have Marty back on sometime too, okay, Ken?
Oh yeah.
And he can.
Ken, I promise I'll let you get a word in edgewise next time.
And he'll bring the beer.
Okay.
Marty, great having you on the show.
Thanks,
you guys,
Marty.
Are great. Kenny, you're the best. You listeners are very lucky to have Ken.
That's right. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Amer Jory to talk about how carnitine therapy could be the answer to all of the diabetes related issues today. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Researchers from Oregon State University and the University of Alberta have announced the creation of an imaging technology more powerful than anything that has ever existed before, and is fast enough to observe the life processes as they actually happen at the molecular level. This will allow creation of improved biosensors to study everything from nerve impulses to cancer metastasis as it occurs. The measurements, created by the use of short pulse lasers and bioluminescent proteins, are made of femtoseconds, which is 1/1,000,000,000 of a second. A femtosecond compared to 1 second is about the same as 1 second compared to 32 million years. Scientists will now be able to identify what is going on one step at a time and then use that knowledge to create customized biosensors for the improved imaging of life processes. The findings on the new technology were published this week in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Hibernating frogs give clues to halting muscle wastage. Scientists at the University of Queensland, Australia, have identified key genes that help burrowing frogs avoid muscle wastage whilst they are dormant. These genetic insights could help prevent muscle atrophy in bedridden human patients, or even astronauts. For most mammals, including humans, when muscles are inactive over a long period of time, they waste away. However, some animals can remain dormant for several months and yet suffer minimal muscle damage. One of these genes identified is known as surviving, which appears to protect cells from a suicide mechanism which normally removes damaged or diseased cells. Interestingly, this gene has also been shown to be highly active in human cancer cells. Another gene, checkpoint kinase 1, regulates cell division and DNA repair. Lead investigator Bo Riley says, "If we can understand the cell signaling pathways that confer resistance to muscle wasting, then these could be useful candidates to study mammalian muscle atrophy. These could help to develop therapies to treat bedridden human patients or even astronauts, who frequently lose muscle tone when exposed to reduced gravity conditions." More news coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. It may take guts to cure diabetes. By switching off a single gene, scientists at Columbia University's Naomi Berry Diabetes Center have converted human gastrointestinal cells into insulin-producing cells, demonstrating in principle that a drug can retrain cells inside a person's GI tract to produce insulin. This new research was reported this week in the online issue of the journal Nature Communications. For nearly two decades, researchers have been trying to make surrogate insulin-producing cells for type 1 diabetes patients. In type 1 diabetes, the body's natural insulin-producing cells are destroyed by the immune system. The Colombian researchers were able to teach human gut cells to make insulin in response to physiological circumstances by deactivating the cell's FOXO1 gene. The key now will be finding a drug that can inhibit FOXO1 in the gastrointestinal cells of people. And the scientists from Columbia University are now looking for suitable compounds. Perhaps more importantly, this work provides new insight underlying the important relationships between the gut and insulin-producing cells, as well as a clear indication of the potential clinical utility of stem cell-based approaches to diabetes. A new strategy could uncover genes at the root of psychiatric illness. Understanding the basis of psychiatric disorders has been extremely challenging because there are many genetic variants that may increase risk but are insufficient to cause disease. Now, investigators reporting in today's issue of the journal Stem Cell Cell describe a strategy that may help reveal how such sub-threshold genetic risks interact with other risk factors and environmental exposures to affect the development of the nervous system. Their research pinpoints a genetic variant that may predispose individuals to schizophrenia.
The work takes advantage of a recently developed technology that allows skin cells from patients to be programmed into any cell type in the body. Through this technology, scientists obtain stem cells from individuals with a genetic abnormality that confers increased susceptibility to schizophrenia. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase four jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Metabolic syndrome is rampant. Estimated CDC estimates say 29 million diagnosed diabetics and another 50, 60, 70 million waiting in the wings. And metabolic syndrome is a problem that they suffer from. It causes a lot of problems with various organs. We're going to talk today with Dr. Amer Jory about the possibility that carnitine therapy may provide some real advantages. How are you doing, Dr. Jory?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
So this was a review of the available literature, correct?
That's right.
What made you look at it? What was the hypothesis that even attracted you to say, hey, I need to look deeper into this?
Well, this is a very exciting area right now. We're sort of at what I view as clinical equipoise. And that's because, as you know, carnitine has been out there in the market. It's been promoted as a health supplement that might help with metabolic syndrome, with fat loss, and with blood sugar control. But what's happened is that recently there's been another group of investigators who are now wondering whether carnitine therapy might actually promote atherosclerosis, which is the blockages and hardening of the arteries. So what's interesting is we have this debate where we have studies showing that there is some benefit from carnitine in cardiovascular disease, and then another study showing where it may be harmful. And that's why I wanted to look at both sides of the debate, look at studies from both ends of the argument, and kind of put them out there for the scientific community and suggest we need more research in this area.
So let's talk about the diseases associated with metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, and obviously atherosclerosis.
Has been called Syndrome X as well.
Right.
So it's kind of a grouping of diseases, and some people actually think it may not even be a real disease. Some people feel that it has a synergistic effect, synergistic deleterious effect when you have all these cardiac risk factors grouped together. And that grouping consists of diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Those are the major components of metabolic syndrome.
And dyslipidemia, no? Isn't dyslipidemia?
That's correct. Yeah, dyslipidemia is a very important component of that.
Okay, so let's talk about the good first. Then we'll talk about the bad and the ugly. So what does it appear that... Well, before we do that, I just want to back up. There are various forms of carnitine. Carnitine is a wonderful amino acid. It's a readily available in an over-the-counter form of L, acetyl L, and other isoforms. Can we address those first?
Yes. Well, I think we're pretty much talking about L-carnitine. So they're just different forms. L-carnitine is the isoform that is most prevalent. You can buy it over-the-counter at your health food store. And it's the one that we are addressing the most. There have been some experiments that have looked at the other isoforms. They all generally work the same way, so there isn't a significant difference between the isoforms.
Okay.
So what people are familiar with is that athletes have used L-carnitine in the past to help with muscle recovery, and now it's being touted as a weight loss regimen to increase your metabolism, basically. So if you go into the health food store, that's what the claims are on bottles of L-carnitine, which can be available in both pill form and syrup.
Now, I would have to say that's a stretch, only because of what I do know about L-carnitine is, and one of the reasons that L-carnitine finds its way typically into the quote-unquote fat loss area is because it seems to cause mitochondria to prefer triglycerides for oxidizing for energy, and so the theory is that, you know, if it burns more triglycerides, it's burning more fat, but it doesn't.
That's right.
But it's not going to make you lose weight unless you're actively. Unless you're actively burning energy under the influence of supplemented L-carnitine.
That's right. So the mitochondria are sort of like the little engines of your cell that burn energy, and carnitine helps to rev up that little engine in each of your cells. There is scientific literature that has shown, and it's good literature, showing that in controlled settings, carnitine can help reduce blood pressure and help reduce insulin resistance. And so those are sort of controlled settings that patients have been recruited into. And I think some of that work has, as you said, been extrapolated to dietary therapy, which may not be appropriate.
Right.
What we are interested in is looking at taking the effects of carnitine on blood pressure and insulin and lipid control and seeing whether it has a positive impact in a patient that has all of those risk factors,
right,
which is the metabolic syndrome.
And so was there literature that showed that any of the risks associated with cardiovascular disease was somehow mitigated when using L-carnitine?
Yes, and we summarized that in our paper. So there are studies that have looked at the individual risk factors, and it has had a positive effect on blood pressure, and it has had a positive effect on insulin resistance in humans. In animals, it's also shown that it's reduced atherosclerosis, so the blockages that are produced in the arteries due to lipids. And the reason why we have that data in animals is because an animal afterwards, you can sacrifice
it
and take a look at whether there's been progression or regression of atherosclerosis, whereas in humans up until now, we couldn't do that. We are able to do that in my lab, and that's the basis of the study that we have been funded for by the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Yeah, I saw that on the government's website that April 14th you went on there. You submitted a clinical trial, and
I
saw
right.
that. Yeah,
and,
very
and
cool.
It's coming from this interest that, you know, we have studies that are showing that there is benefit in individual components of cardiac risk. What about in patients that have all of these risk factors? Could we help those patients as well? The other important study was a study by Dr. De Nicolantonio and his group in 2013, and they did what's called a meta-analysis. So they looked at a whole bunch of studies, 13 previously published studies, and sort of grouped all the results. And these were all studies that were using L-carnitine and were tracking cardiovascular outcomes. And when they group all of these studies, they did find that patients on L-carnitine, by and large, had a better outcome and reduced cardiovascular events. So there is some good, solid, positive literature out there promoting L-carnitine for cardiovascular risk reduction. And in fact, those authors have even suggested that L-carnitine should be moved into guideline suggestions as treatment or prevention for cardiovascular disease.
In 2008, I interviewed Dr. Steven Sinatra. Do you know who he is?
I've heard of him. I don't know him personally.
So he was a cardiologist who performed surgery, who shifted his practice to trying to help people avoid surgeries. And he created what was known as the Sinatra formula. And one of the components was acetyl L-carnitine. And it was with the other over-the-counter available supplements taken at therapeutic doses. He claims in his book, The Sinatra Solution, he claims that there were people who were suffering from congestive heart failure that were brought back from the brink of death by L-carnitine, causing the heart to pump better again.
Yeah, so honestly, I find that a little bit hard to believe. Like, I am somebody who believes that L-carnitine does have potential. But I think the jury is still out, and that's because I think there's potential. I think we should do research into
right.
it. Being an expert cardiologist that deals with congestive heart failure, I don't think in my practice and in my experience, I don't think L-carnitine really is any sort of miracle type of molecule.
Right.
We do have good medications currently on the market, statins, so things like Crestor and simvastatin, atorvastatin, which block LDL, and they are quite powerful medications. So we don't think L-carnitine would be as good as these medications, but we think it would help.
I was just going to say, we have to go into a break. I want to stay with that for a second, because we know that people who are on statin drugs should take CoQ10. It could be that they should also take L-carnitine as well. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to return with Dr. Jory and talk more about this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The UK is known for its Queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, liveonlabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride,
other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Don't forget, Age Force's most popular patch, their fat burner patch, now contains Hoodia, powerful appetite suppressant. You can get a buy one, get one free. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the banner ad. This offer will end soon. Check it out. I'm talking to Dr. Amar Jory. We're talking about carnitine as a therapeutic aid for many of the diseases of metabolic syndrome. So isn't it true that carnitine may actually mitigate some of the myalgias and or not myalgias, what am I thinking of? Myopathies associated with statin, high doses of statin drugs?
No, unfortunately, we don't have much in terms of carnitine's use for statin myopathy. And I think the thought comes because athletes have considered using carnitine for muscle recovery, mm-hmm. So that's been translated from that field of research. But there haven't really been a lot of rigorous trials for treating statin myopathy, unfortunately.
What about insulin sensitivity? You said earlier that carnitine appears to affect insulin sensitivity. Through what
pathway?
That's
right. So it seems to help with the fatty acid oxidation. So again, it's at the mitochondrial level. So it helps the enzymes that in sort of digest fatty acid oxidization and stimulate glucose oxidation, resulting in better insulin handling.
And it also does help in some way. Obviously, it can't replace a statin drug, as you pointed out, but
no.
It does help eliminate some of the smaller particles that seem to be more dangerous, right?
Yes, that's right. That's what we talked about in our paper, where there's this thought that LDL, which is known as the bad cholesterol, actually comes in two sizes. There's the large size and the small size. The large LDL just sort of bounces around in your vessels and doesn't seem to do much. It sort of goes on its merry way. But the small LDL is sort of more stealth and can penetrate your arterial vessels and actually cause damage. So the thought is that carnitine may act on your liver to alter how that LDL is handled so that you have more of the large buoyant LDL types and less of those small tricky LDL types that can cause damage to your vessel walls and lead to blockages.
The research on blood pressure was, there was papers on two different groups, right? There were papers on those who had metabolic syndrome and then healthy people as well. It seemed to lower blood pressure in both groups, but one group better than the other, right?
That's right. The one thing they did note was that a few weeks after stopping the treatment, the effect gradually reversed. So it wasn't a sustained effect, if you weren't on the L-carnitine for a long time.
But would you expect it? Would you expect it to be? I mean, obviously, if someone has metabolic syndrome, chances are the reason they have high blood pressure is because the overproduction of angiotensin-converting enzyme. If their lifestyle doesn't change and the L-carnitine mitigates some of these symptoms, and then they stop taking the L-carnitine, wouldn't you expect it to go back up?
Yep, I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's something that we think needs to go hand in hand with lifestyle modification, as you've suggested.
Now, and just to be clear, the healthy group saw a decrease in both systolic and diastolic, but the those with metabolic syndrome only saw a reduction in one of those, right?
That's right. So systolic blood pressure was found to decrease in all the treatment groups.
Okay.
And the two treatment groups were those with, they looked at patients with either low glucose levels or high glucose levels, and it was found to be decreased in both of those groups.
Was this decrease significant? Was it how many milligrams of mercury? Was it significant?
Yes, it was a significant amount, so it was a positive finding for that particular study. And that's what's informed our study in metabolic syndrome, because hypertension is an important component of those patients.
Absolutely.
Well.
Now, and just to get back just for 1 second to the atherosclerotic plaque buildup in the rodents.
That's right.
Was so that's there important. Was there a dose dependent response in the reduction of plaque? And B, were these rodents deprived of carnitine? Because we see a lot of this research in these types of things. It's only people who are deficient that seem to respond, and those who have healthy carnitine levels in their diet don't respond.
Yeah, so it's a little bit muddy because different people are using different dosages.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have a good dose response curve. For the going back to your question about the atherosclerotic animal models, those models are faulty because they're dealing with animals that are abnormal. So they are dealing with, for example, hyperlipidemic rabbits. So they have high lipid levels, and they divide those up into a group, those receiving L-carnitine versus those that don't receive carnitine, and then they try to determine what the extent of atherosclerosis is. And, of course, they find that those animals treated with L-carnitine have less atherosclerosis. So that would seem to suggest there's an association. But you're correct in that you're starting off with an animal model that is not perfect, and that's sort of what is understood from animal models, that they don't necessarily reflect what's happening in the human necessarily, but they're good studies for generating hypotheses in humans.
Right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the negative information out there using carnitine therapeutic.
Yeah,
to balance this out. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Amer Jury about research on carnitine therapy. Now, and by the way, I just want to mention, this is orally dosed carnitine can have these same effects, and we're going to talk about the potential negative effects next. But this is not infused, is it? Right? This isn't injected or anything like that.
No, they were talking about oral supplementation.
Pretty amazing. So, pretty amazing.
Yeah. So as we talked about, there was a lot of positive feeling about L-carnitine, and there were several studies showing how good it was for cardiovascular risk factors, and we were all jumping aboard this bandwagon, and then this all of a sudden came to a screeching halt in 2013 when a very well-publicized study by Koth and his group suggested that there might be some bad effects associated with carnitine supplementation. And what they looked at was a mouse model where they treated these mice with oral L-carnitine, and they found that the carnitine supplementation, because of the gut bacteria, produced a compound that we know is pro-atherosclerotic.
Oh.
So it actually promotes hardening of the arteries.
I'm familiar
with
that study.
Quite alarming.
I'm familiar with that study, and I'll tell you why I remember it now that you said it. Because, well, we talk a lot about the microbiome on this show.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done a lot of shows about this.
It's a very interesting area.
Yes, it's an emerging area of interest. And the thought that this amino acid acted differently and even caused, if I remember the study, it actually increased these microbes that produced a substance that was not
good. That's right. It changed the microbial environment of the mouse.
And that's when I started thinking, my goodness, amino acids could influence the microbes that inhabit your stomach.
Yeah, it's a very interesting area. And I did actually run this study by a colleague of mine, Elaine Petroff, who we call her affectionately the poop lady. So she's the one that helped innovate the fecal transplant.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran this study by her, and she felt that this did have quite a strong impact in her field, and they felt it was a well-designed study and raising legitimate concerns, so it wasn't something to just brush off. The one thing, again, that we have to remember, and we've mentioned this already, was that this was a mouse model. So, and the animal models do have faults. They do have some limitations that cannot necessarily be translated to humans.
Right.
So what this group did, they did look at TMA levels in patients that have heart disease.
Right.
And what they found was that in patients who were getting L-carnitine, there seemed to be a higher coronary artery disease in some groups. And this was in patients that were meat eaters, so not necessarily a problem for vegetarians. Now,
that seems contrary because meat has a lot of L-carnitine in it. Well, carnitine, rather.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so vegetarians seem to have a negligible increase in
the only danger, Dr. Jury, that we run into, and see, this is when my antennas start to go up, when we start to look at things, and there's words that have broad stroke meaning. Well, they're meat eaters. Well, what kind of? Well, they eat hot dogs, bologna, and processed meats. That's
right.
Very different than steak, lamb, and chicken. And so, you know, we have to. It's hard to separate out and tease out what's really at risk or what's causing these problems.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And in fact, what they describe as meat-eaters, they describe as omnivores, to clarify. But they don't actually talk about how much meat they're eating or what the concentration of L-carnitine is in that they're getting from this dietary source. So there was a lot of questions raised. So I don't think that the second half of their study where they were looking into humans, I didn't feel it was as compelling to me. It wasn't as a strong study as the first mouse model that they showed and where alarms have been raised.
Right.
And, you know, it's good to see the controversy, though, because that suggests that, you know, we need to do more research in this area. And so what I'd like to do is, no one's looked at what actually happens in humans with respect to atherosclerosis when they're given L-carnitine. So do you actually get progression or regression of a plaque, an arterial plaque, if someone is given L-carnitine over a long period of time? And how can you measure atherosclerosis? We are going to be using an ultrasound technique to quantify the amount of atherosclerosis at baseline, treat them with L-carnitine, and then measure to see if there's been a change.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to do this. I'm actually on the clinicaltrials.gov website looking at the study, which I found earlier today in my research. So you're going to check to see what their carnitine levels are first.
That's right.
Yeah, good. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. That's important.
We're also going to be documenting their diet. Because you're right, you can get different amounts of carnitine from the diet.
Well, it's not even that. If we know anything from all of these studies that we have talked about on this show, dating back to the Amish gut study all the way forward. What we know is that what people eat predisposes them to a specific diversity of microbiota in their gut, and that could either be good or bad. We see that people who have lousy diets have an overabundance of the wrong microbes in their gut that spill off all sorts of terrible things. And people who eat, and unfortunately, the word healthy diet is meaningless today because people don't know what healthy is anymore because it depends on who you're listening to. But people who seem to stay away from processed foods, fast foods, high amounts of sugars and starches, and they stick to a more ancestral diet of lots of vegetables, lots of healthy animal proteins, modest amounts of fruits, and very, very little alcohol. No one's talking about alcohol when they talk about the microbes in the stomach. I don't know why. I mean, what do you use in a lab to make an aseptic environment and kill microbes? You use alcohol. Well, people drinking alcohol change the diversity of their microbes in their stomach. But when you take all these things into account, you may find out, oh, this group is spewing off the wrong things from the L-carnitine because they have this lousy diet and they have all these horrible microbes in their stomach.
Yep. So, you know, you've sort of hit the nail on its head. There is probably a gut-heart bacterial connection. And as you're mentioning, there's so many different variables. It's a very difficult area for us to study. And all we can do is sort of chip away at it by keeping in mind, you know, we have to look at what these people are eating and what the relationship is with what we're treating and how the medications might be handled differently based on their gut bacteria. So it's a very interesting area. It's a very difficult area to study, but it's something that I think we're going to hear more about.
We have to. You know what? This is really an important horizon for medicine today, that the emergence of a very interesting area of science, and I always mispronounce it because I'm from Brooklyn, but it's either metabolomics or metabolomics, however you want to pronounce it. But this area of science is really interesting to me. Instead of looking for a specific endpoint, it's more like looking up at the sky, and when the rocket goes off, looking at all the directions that all the sparkles fly instead of trying to trace one. They look at what happens when you digest certain things in all areas and all systems of the physiology. And I think that this is an exciting area of science because as they make more progress in what they're doing, I think overlaying that information into what you're doing will give more prescriptive evidence of saying, ah, here is the thing when combined with L-carnitine that gets us into trouble.
That's right. Yeah, it makes intuitive sense that this is the direction that we should be looking into. And, you know, as we progress with this work, we're going to be working with our colleagues who are experts in this area here at my institution, as well as other centers to broaden this area of study.
We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want you to tell us what you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from your research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Jory, what do you hope, let's start out with clinicians. What do you hope clinicians take away from this research?
Well, I think the message of this is the same both for clinicians and for the non-medical community that's listening today. And that's the story of L-carnitine is really at what I call a clinical equipoise. So on the one hand, we know that L-carnitine works at the level of the mitochondrial machinery to improve cholesterol handling, improve blood pressure, and improve blood sugar handling. So we know this so far. But on the other side of the debate, there's work suggesting that L-carnitine may in fact be pro-atherosclerotic related to intestinal microbiota. And that comes from this exciting new area where we're looking at the gut-to-heart connection. And so I think, in summary, the story behind L-carnitine is still quite complex and will continue to evolve, and we need to stay tuned for how it actually pans out in the long run.
Now, if someone is listening to the show and they're interested in knowing more about your clinical trial and perhaps even participating in it, are they eligible to participate? What would require participation?
At participation, we would want them to have metabolic syndrome, so hopefully they don't.
So run out and get it.
Yes. Hopefully your listeners don't have that.
No.
But we're dealing with sick patients at this point, and so we're looking at patients with metabolic syndrome, and these are patients that have diabetes or prediabetes, blood pressure, abnormal cholesterol levels, and abdominal girth. Measurements that are increased,
right?
And then we would want them to have some plaque at baseline, so that we can look to see if there's any changes after we treat them. As I mentioned, we are a multi-center trial, and we are recruiting. And I think I've given you my Twitter account. I am.
Yeah, let's go ahead and give that right now. I'm sorry, please plug your Twitter account.
No problem. So it's at Amer Johri, AmerJohri, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And
do you tweet information regularly as you from your research?
I do. It's related to cardiology. I do a number of research projects in a number of areas. So it's pretty much a sort of what's new and exciting in cardiology type of posting.
And so people don't have to live in the area by your university. At this stage,
we're starting off by recruiting at two centers, Kingston, Ontario, and London, Ontario.
Okay.
And then we're hoping to progress as our results come through.
Perfect, perfect. Well, this is really intriguing information. I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show.
Sure. I'd just like to thank the Heart and Stroke Foundation for supporting our work as well. And, of course, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my passion about L-carnitine and its need for further research.
I take 2 grams of acetyl L-carnitine pre-workout, just for the record. I do it because acetyl L-carnitine, I know, can help stave off, let's say, exhaustion a little longer by allowing my body to be more metabolically flexible.
Yep. I can tell you that I'm an avid bodybuilder, I guess. I try to go to the gym every day, and I take carnitine as well. I don't recommend it to anybody, but
right.
I've made that decision myself based upon my reading. Before I can recommend it to other people, I would want to wait for more of the research out there. Other than the pro-atherosclerotic effects, it has very little side effects otherwise.
Right. Right.
It's been used in infants, in baby formula. So other than possible pro-atherosclerotic effects that we're now finding from that study, it's generally used safe, and that's why it is available over the counter. I do note that the FDA has not approved its use for treatment of any condition.
Right, and obviously that's because more research needs to be done first.
So that's
obviously
right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, thanks again for being on the show, and good luck with the rest of the research. I can't wait to hear more about it. I'm sure we'll have you back on when that's done.
Thank you so much, Carl. Look forward to
that. Take care, Dr. Johri. All right, so let's say goodbye for the rest of the week. As you know, tomorrow is Friday. This is the 4th of July weekend here in the United States when we celebrate the beginning of our history as a country. That's what this is. Independence Day. To my friends in the UK, I don't know if it was such a good deal after all. I think we would have been better off being attached to you. So there you go. Anyway, thank you so much for listening today, and we will see everybody next week. Have a safe 4th of July. Don't lose any fingers. Talk to you later. Your physique.